Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Armando Caffiera, the managing director with the Italian Ceramic Trade Association. Armando, how are you?
Everything fine, Kemp. Good morning to you. And before we start our conversation, let me congratulate for winning our journalism award last night here in Bologna with you and Floor Focus. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, for my listeners' benefits, we submitted the article we wrote about the Chersai show last year, so we won one of your journalism awards, and thank you for giving that to us. So let's just set the stage real quick, because we're in day two of the five-day Chersai show, the largest ceramic tile show in the world, going on right now in Bologna, Italy. And you have a busy agenda. Most people know the Italians are the leaders in the ceramic tile business. They produce about $6.5 billion at wholesale value worth of tile and export 85% of that into the world. Are those numbers still pretty close?
That's correct. Let me add only one number, which is the one of the investment. Mm-hmm. Our industry in the last 3 years has invested more than 1.8 billion euros, which is about 2 billion U.S. dollars, and in the last year this was roughly 10% of the turnover, which is a figure very close to an high-tech sector.
Mm-hmm. So that's an amazing number. We call that CapEx, or a continued ongoing investment in building your infrastructure around continuing to be the leader in this global market. And we need to point out, too, that it's paying off, because what we call over here the gauge porcelain market or the thin tile market has opened the doors for this business beyond the floors and the walls, and it's going into furniture cladding and countertops and exterior building cladding. It's making the business that you're responsible for much bigger, isn't it?
That's correct, Kemp. We are moving in the direction of large slabs, and this is giving new opportunities for our companies. Mm-hmm. Definitely, this is a way to reinforce our leadership in the international market. Mm-hmm. As you and your listeners may remember, Italy is the leader in international trade, particularly when you look at the value figures. We are about 34% of the international trade in value. And if you look at that, the number in quantity is half of that, which means our tiles are valued by our international clients a lot, which is great for our companies, but it requires a lot of responsibility in terms of investment.
I need to quick point out, just last week, Iris Ceramica Group cut the ribbon on a new panel manufacturing line here in this country, and all of that SACME technology, Continua technology, that's all developed over in Europe. So those lines were made there, and now we're producing that product here in the United States. It's Italian technology, right?
Definitely, the combination about our manufacturing companies together with the technology companies in the district of Sassuolo, mm-hmm, is one of the strengths of our cooperation, and definitely a driver to innovation, continuous innovation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so be my eyes and ears. I'm not at the show this year. How is the attendance? Usually this show draws over 100,000 people, and last year it grew almost 5% in attendance. So how is it so far this year?
Definitely the start of the show was very good. We had a strong attendance, particularly in these first days of international visitors. And let me mention that today we had a lecture of Lord Richard Rogers, which attracted a large number of architects. I haven't seen the actual figure, but I estimate that there were around 1,500 people attending this single conference.
Mm-hmm. So let me just mirror what you just said. Sir Richard Rogers was your keynote kickoff speaker today. You had a huge crowd for that. What were some of his remarks?
It was amazing and also emotional. He's a person of great experience. He went through the main feature of his career, starting from the Center Pompidou that he projected together with Renzo Piano back in the early 70s. And when he went through his work, it's not even more architecture, it's a philosophy of life, and it was really a privilege to be able to listen to that.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the pluses of your show, and I think it's why it draws such a big crowd, because it's not just an event where you see new products, but you also bring this huge architectural leadership group, so people who come to your show can tickle the senses as well with all this insight from the people that are designing the living and working spaces around the world.
We have been working on this in the last 10 years, and we are convinced that our industry can learn and can combine a lot of synergies with the world of architects. Sometimes we are too much separated. A show business like a Versailles is not seen like a place where this could happen, but actually it's important to take the time to put the efforts to create these synergies, a combination, and I can say that we have to work, but we are satisfied with the point, the results that we achieved so far.
Are there any more key things going on this week that are different that you'd like to point out?
Yes, Kemp, let me point out how much is growing our tiling town, which is the place dedicated to the installation. For the first time this year, our association of installers, Asoposa, has combined with all the suppliers in a special pavilion, which is attracting a lot of interest. I was there early on today, and it was packed with visitors. And I'm also very pleased that the American Association, NTCA, is here with one of his delegation, with the chairman and my good friend Bart Bettiga, and we are engaged in meeting and demonstration. I think it's a great deal of cooperation.
Okay, yeah. This is where the world meets to talk about this business of ceramics. One thing I definitely want to point out before we run out of time is we've just started, as of yesterday, adding additional duties to ceramic tiles that are coming from China. The Italians have had similar but slightly different anti-dumping fees on ceramic-produced tiles, and you've been doing it for some time now, and it's resulted in a 77% reduction in the import of Chinese-made ceramic tiles into the European Union. You just re-upped those anti-dumpings for another 5 years since we last talked, right?
You will frame the European situation, which started with an anti-dumping action back in 2011 when Chinese imports were dumped at an incredible and fast-rising level, which were threatening our investment and our workforce here in Italy. After a very careful investigation by the European authority, in the frame of the WTO, the World Trade Organization, the duties were decided in an amount which goes from 30% to 70%, adding to the existing duty, and this had a very strong impact in blocking unfair competition. In the U.S., you move from your national legislation, the opportunity that are given to the administration to impose these duties, and I think the direction is the same, to block unfair competition, which we have experienced also our companies have reported going on from Chinese imports in the U.S. market. So I believe that this will have an impact. The 10% duties is the first step, if I understand correctly.
Right.
There is a possibility that they will be increased to 25%.
Right.
On January 1st, so we'll monitor to what will be happening.
Okay, Armando, I know you're busy. Thanks so much for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Armando Caffiera from the Bologna Cersei Ceramic Tile Show. He's the managing director of the Italian Ceramic Trade Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.